time to sigh.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Sai Ram. Dear listeners, greetings and a warm welcome to the first Service Love in Action segment of today's Thursday Live of this year, 2014. I am Raghu, in the service of Sai from Team Radio Sai, and I am accompanied by Brother Ganesh, who will be helping me in playing the files from the audio console. And at the very outset, on the behalf of entire Radio Sai team, we wish you all a very happy and prosperous New Year, 2014. So, placing my most humble pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Baba, dear listeners, on this occasion of New Year, let me start this segment by reading out a few excerpts from a divine discourse delivered by Bhagwan on 1st of January 2001. So I quote, "Every man expects the New Year to confer on him peace, happiness and prosperity. In reality, New Year does not bring happiness or sorrow with it. Yesterday is the same as today, and today is the same as tomorrow. The days are the same, but one experiences either pleasure or pain, depending on one's own actions. Meritorious deeds will not confer misery, while sinful acts cannot give happiness. One is bound to face the consequences of one's actions, but one treats pleasure and pain alike when one becomes the recipient of God's grace. Divine grace destroys mountains of sins and confers peace. But due to the impact of the Kali age, man has lost faith in God. He is after money and power. How can such a being attain divinity? Man can rise from the level of human to the divine only by practicing human values. Years come and go, so also pleasure and pain. Nothing confers permanent bliss except the experiences of the Atma. Man cannot attain peace and happiness from his actions unless he has sacred feelings within. Many people expect the new year to confer happiness and prosperity. But in fact, the new year confers on you only the results of your past actions. In order to atone for your past sins, you have to cultivate sacred qualities and involve yourself in sacred activities even more in the new year. In fact, bliss is within you. It originates from your sacred feelings. Therefore, you have to manifest bliss from within. It cannot be bestowed on you by others. None can take bliss away from you, and you cannot obtain it from outside. Happiness results only from difficulties. Pleasure is an interval between two pains. It is impossible to experience pleasure without pain. You may be one of affluence or a spiritual aspirant, you still get what you deserve. You cannot expect mangoes after sowing a neem seed and vice versa. As is the seed, so is the fruit. Similarly, as is the feeling, so is the result. Pain and pleasure result from one's own feelings. People are deluded thinking that they are subjected to pain and pleasure from the external world. In reality, they result from their own feelings. They should transform their heart with sacred feelings. Today, man is changing, but not his mind. Years are rolling by, but his feelings have not become pure. He will attain peace only when there is transformation in his feelings. Unquote. Dear listeners, these are few of the excerpts delivered by Bhagwan Baba on his Divine Discourse, which he delivered on 1st of January 2001 on the occasion of New Year. So the time right now in our studio is 11:25, and it's a fine morning here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram. The New Year celebration was in full swing last couple of days. Hundreds of alumni of Bhagwan schools and colleges had come here to Prashant Nilayam to start this New Year seeking Bhagwan's blessings. Well, on the evening of 31st December, there was a beautiful music program by the alumni of the Sri Satya Sai Primary School. And yesterday morning, that is on 1st of January, the program was by the current students of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. And in the evening, the program in the Kulwant Hall was by the Sai alumni, the men's section of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. Well, dear listeners, you are tuned to Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, and as I said in the beginning, this is a segment, Service, Love in Action, and I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai. So today, in this segment, Service, Love in Action, we will be talking about the techno group, the technology group of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization. And for this, just a week back, Radio Sai's Karuna Munshi had recorded a conversation with Mr. Srinivasulu Pugahalli, and he spoke to us in detail about this techno group of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization. Well, all technology group services are linked to the Sri Satya Sai Village Integrated Program, and in coordination with the support of the concerned state presidency. The technology group is part of the service wing of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization. In Andhra Pradesh, the Grama Seva Trust constituted by Bhagwan has also been working together and implemented some of the projects. Well, the technology group holds meetings 3 times a year at Prashant Nilayam to deliberate on project proposals submitted by the members of the All India Technology Group and other producers. The meetings are held for 2 hours a day before Shivaratri, a day before Guru Purnima, and a couple of days before Bhagwan's birthday every year. The technology group is in the service of providing simple and permanent techno solutions for enhancing the quality of life of the poor villagers. This is with the priority of providing clean and safe drinking water, health and hygiene, toilets, agro interventions for poor small farmers, and many more. To provide solutions that are cost-effective, operable, proven manageable and sustainable with least support from outside, thus managed by the village folk themselves. Well, so let's listen more about this techno group from Mr. Srinivaslu Ugahalli, and in conversation with him is Radio Sai's Karuna Munshi, and this conversation was recorded just a week back here at Radio Sai Studio.
Sai Ram, dear listeners, Bhagwan Baba worked all his life to promote holistic development that had its nucleus in rural India. He maintained that, and I quote him, "When the villages grow, the cities and states grow, and the nation as a whole prospers. The progress of the nation as a whole is based upon the progress of the villages. Everyone should be interested in the welfare of the villages." Unquote. To achieve such a holistic development model, Bhagwan Baba founded the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization, a dynamic, vibrant, service-driven force of men and women to serve the poorest of the poor in India's villages. Baba assured his devotees that their salvation was verily possible through selfless service, for service to man is indeed service to God. The Sai Seva Organization's Sri Satya Sai Village Integrated Program, for instance, has its genesis in the infinite compassion of Bhagwan Baba for the poor, downtrodden, ignorant and innocent people living in the villages. Now, in order to stay relevant to the rapidly changing needs of India's villages, the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization has been futuristic in its vision when it comes to including programs that will benefit the most number of needy and suffering people in the most effective manner possible. And one such prominent initiative is the technology group of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization. Today, Radio Sai is pleased to have with us a distinguished member of the Sai family who is also the Sai Organization's All India Techno Group Coordinator since the year 2004. Mr. Ugahalli Srinivasulu of Hyderabad, Andhra Pradesh is an engineer by profession. He has had a remarkably successful career path. He retired as the President/CEO of Dalmia and Birla Group of Industries in their overseas division. His work has seen him establish greenfield projects in Malaysia. He has extensive project management experience in countries such as Turkey, the USA, Europe, Indonesia, Thailand, Korea, Japan and China. Many of the professional projects he has led involve the World Bank and the IMF as equity partners. Closer to home, for a period of 10 years, Mr. H. Srinivasulu has served as the district president of the Hyderabad chapter of the Sai Organization in Andhra Pradesh. His passion for his work as the team lead of the Sai Techno Group dates back to 1964 when he came into the divine fold. With great respect, I welcome Mr. Srinivasulu to Radio Sai. Sai Ram, sir.
Thank you very much, Sai Ram. Sai Ram.
It's great to have you on the show.
Yes, please. Me too.
This interview is long overdue. I guess the universe had to help us to get you here after a very long wait. It's his will, absolutely. We've been hearing a lot about this technology group and it's been in the news for quite some time. Now, what is it all about and when and how did it commence?
The first thing I want to share with you is it was in the year 2004, February, Shivaratri time. Our All India President, Sri Srinivasan, has initiated this program with Bhagwan's blessings. And some divine prompt, sure it is, I simply volunteered to take up this program. And fortunately, we had our state president, the then Dr. Anjaneya Garu, he also promoted this. And that's how it all started about it. But the point I would like to tell you, there is some kind of a misunderstanding that the technology group is something different. It's not like that. It is part of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization and part of the servicing of the Satya Sai organization. That's what it about.
I see. That's good to know. Now, what was the purpose? And if it is very much a part of the service wing of the Sai organization, how is it different from the existing services?
Well, our organization has been in service activity for a few decades now. And ever since, it has been on the increase.
Oh, for sure.
We now have a variety of activities in urban and rural situations. The requirement and need of the society also is different and demanding currently. Above all, we have plenty of opportunities available in the technological fields that can be channelized into enhancing the quality and quantity of life of the people in need. The volume and the content and magnitude of our services is totally different today, and therefore we need to definitely take the support of the techno solutions that we have.
Mm-hmm. Now, that all sounds very good, but what exactly is the concept behind it, and what is the approach?
Yeah, sure. Further, the times have changed, and therefore we also need to change as well to suit the situation, demand and outreach.
Mm-hmm.
Technology is one of the modern tools that we need to recognize and use for the enhancement of the quantity as well as quality of our services. It's actually an extension of our service in a techno format. This is made possible by pooling our resources in terms of skills and knowledge of our brethren spread all over the country in the various fields and projects. We have a lot of people in the organization who have full-fledged knowledge and expertise, so we nominated them into our organization. Basically, to gather and share our knowledge and resources and effectively utilize them in all service-oriented projects undertaken at different places in the urban and village locations.
Now, we already have our Grama Seva and the SSS VIP program in place. How or in what way the Techno Group help in these service activities?
In a lot of ways, the very specific purpose is to provide techno solutions to the village problem areas to enhance the quality of their life, especially in terms of health and hygiene, knowledge, welfare and livelihood, and employment. Interestingly, so long we never had any opportunity to introduce it this way. So the Techno Group has taken that advantage.
And then what triggered this concept that we should include technology in our village services?
Surely it is his will.
Oh, for sure.
As it always happens. At one stage, when we were actually visiting all the villages, like the Grama Seva services, we recognized that the concerned governments and other NGOs were unable to reach the far-off locations and provide simple techno solutions that would alleviate their routine difficulties. There are many, like the drinking water problems, for instance, sanitation programs, health and hygiene, agro-interventions, etc. Secondly, the most important factor is no one has the integrated approach with family as focus and needs. This has been told and directed by Bhagwan many a time.
Yes, Swami always focus. It has to begin at home. Everything has to start with the family. What were his divine directions towards these services? Was there any time that he directed this very concept and approach?
Many, many times. Certainly. It was his clarion call, inspiration and direction that gave birth to the Technology Group. In one of the interviews he gave, his direction and blessings, and I would quote, he said, "Since a long time, in many places, there are a number of unresolved problems in villages. It is our duty and responsibility to provide permanent solutions to these problems and give happiness and joy to the poor and needy village folks. It is essential and important that all cadres of the organizations, from Balavikas to the state president level, should plunge into the service at once and now. I command, bless, and direct you to move immediately." He also, in fact, gave priorities as well to focus on provision of drinking water, solutions, sanitation, health and hygiene, agro support, employment within the village. It was this thrust, emphasis and commands that triggered these activities into the formation of SSSVIP, a technology group as well. Actually, I have given the English version. The Telugu version will be interesting.
Tell us.
I don't know that it's proper to tell
please
you
do,
now.
Please do, please do. Many of our listeners are Telugu speaking, so it would be nice for their interest.
Deerga kalanga gramallo aneka prantallo aparishkrutamainatundi samasyalu enno unnai. Veetannitiki shashvatamaina parishkara margannim kanugani vaatini గ్రామస్తులకి బీదవారికి అందించి సుఖము శాంతి ఆనందం వారందరికీ మీరు కలిగి చేయాలి. ఈ కార్యక్రమంలో చిన్నలు పెద్దలు అన్ని వర్గాల వాళ్లు తక్షణమే పాల్గొనాలని ఆదేశిస్తూ ఆశిస్తూ అనుగ్రహిస్తున్నాను. దిస్ ఈస్ ది తెలుగు వర్షన్.
Powerful and so full of love and compassion.
Yes, it is.
Makes you wish the government thought like this. I think Swami went to the, you know, Parliament House and taught governance from a place of love to people who make policies.
It is going to happen. You will see that. We'll see that.
I'm sure, and I hope it happens sooner. Now, it looks like this knowledge in the urban areas and the technology group, it's like a bridge between the...
Yes, yes. This is one of the powerful message he said that day, I think later. He said, you know, the knowledge is in the cities,
right,
like research centers or maybe institutions. Yeah. But the need is always in the villages. He said, Satya Sai Seva Organization, the SSVIP program and technology group must be a kind of a bridge between the two. But I'm not sure whether we are walking or running at the moment, but it is very high time that we should be running and doing things as he directed. We hope so, with his grace.
Of course. Now, after we received this command from Bhagwan, how did you move from these directions to formation and implementation, which would have been the logical next step?
I must tell you, on all these programs, I never did it on my own. I have taken his blessings as well as our All India President Srinivasan sir. We have been in constant touch to move on this. The first thing we did was to nominate 3 or 4 members from each state in India, and those who have some kind of a knowledge or technically oriented. And then we have now currently about 55 to 60 people in our technology group. What we do is, we meet about 3 or 4 times in a year in Prashanthi Nilayam here. Mm-hmm. We have been given a room there, media room, we meet there. And then the state presidents and the technology group members also attend to that meeting. We normally meet a day before Shivaratri, and a day before Guru Purnima, and a couple of days before Bhagavan's birthday, to talk about and deliberate on project presentations that were done by the each state. You know, they have some recommendations. We have done about nearly 29 sessions so far in this way. You see how we have met, and I talked about the details of that. Our members not only contribute from their own knowledge, but they also gather relevant techno solutions from various places, like the research centers, laboratories, books and publications, websites, libraries, knowledge centers, government technical centers, and we have Krishi Vignan Kendras, universities, above all manufacturers and producers of equipment, from experts in each area of the subject.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we gather the knowledge and then compile it and take the best of it.
That's a lot of resources at your disposal. How do you decide what you're going to share and which project you're going to take up for implementation?
Whenever the project presentation is shown in our meeting, we deliberate and check its authenticity, simplicity, cost-effectiveness, adaptability, guarantee, and need and application. We also see whether this is manageable by the poor village folks, without much of supervision and controls. It's important to note that we don't take up projects that are very expensive and difficult to operate or manage. We only recommend simple solutions that are operable and self-sustaining all the time.
So once you make this determination, how do you go about sharing this information and the proceedings with the rest of the organization? There has to be a trickle-down system in place.
Yes, yes. See, every time we conduct a meeting, well before that, we issue a news and views letter. Well, that indicates the kind of agenda we're going to follow up. And also the members should in advance give us the kind of papers they're going to read. So that is distributed to all the state presidents as well as the technology group members. And then when we sit and deliberate and we finish the program of presentations and deliberations, we also produce a proceedings document.
Mm-hmm.
And that document is again sent to all the people to know what exactly occurred or happened in the meeting and how we're going to go about it. That's how we send them.
So you have a good mechanism in place for information sharing.
Above all, we also have a website.
Oh, I see.
It's www.srisathyasaitech.in.
Mm-hmm.
In this website, we always publish all the newsletters and proceeding information, technical papers, to enable all our members in the states to see and then learn as to what is happening.
So the website is srisathyasaitech.in.
In, yeah.
srisathyasaitech.in.
That's
wonderful.
Right.
Okay, that's great to know. Now, keeping all this in mind, what type and kind of projects are being promoted by the technology group at present?
Oh, certainly. Well, this is a pretty long list, but I think I'll read it out.
Sure,
because we don't miss anything.
Yes, we don't want to miss anything.
We currently have projects from A to Z. That is to say, as in agriculture, biotechnology, computers and information technology, construction of affordable homes, check dams, drinking water, electrical power generation, fluoride contaminated water treatment, groundwater preservation and conservation techniques, information and database management, mushroom cultivation training, sanitation, affordable toilet setup, solar lighting systems and applications, smokeless chulas, organic farming practices, power through mini hydro systems, setup of small home-based industries for women, setup of training facilities for youth, digital village setup, telemedicine centers, veterinary support for annual care, etc. Not only this, we have a sub-heads for all these programs simultaneously.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's a very impressive list. I am familiar with only a few of them. Hmm. For example, we are doing a lot of research on the telemedicine centers, and just the amount of work that's involved, the ISRO technology and the coordination, this is a mind-boggling list. Are these projects being implemented in various states?
Yeah, sure. The last thing what you said, you know, these tele-centers we have set up in Odisha
and
then
West
in Bengal.
Yeah.
I've been there recently to see that. It's doing wonderful, really. It's a very simple thing. It doesn't cost much to establish such things. Anyway, precisely by his grace and efforts of our members, and that is what gives us the beneficiaries joy and satisfaction for us to feel that we could also do a little to what Bhagwan wanted us to do.
Mm-hmm. But all this goodwill must cost money. So where do you get the funds for these projects? Who supports them? How do you go about raising money?
Oh yes, this is a very interesting question. Almost all the projects that we've done so far are funded by the respective state organizations taking up these subjects. And we have a lot of people, devotees, for example, they contribute to these programs. We never approached anybody for any funds so far, never. It must be realized that technology group services are not fund demanding, as visualized and feared by many.
Now that's the first thought that would come to my mind without knowing the facts.
In the first few years, people were not touching it because they thought they were going to spend a lot of money. And then later on, slowly they realized how these can be generated. Most of these subjects are having budgets in the respective state and central government agencies. What I mean to say, almost all the projects that I talked about has some provision in the government itself.
Like subsidies?
Yes. Unfortunately, people don't know this.
And they don't know how to avail of them.
And the government also doesn't want to talk too much about it because there are not many people who would implement this. So it is important and necessary that we should liaise with the particular agency and then work with the concerned village together to implement these projects. We are certainly not here to spend money beyond our capacity and reach. It's a kind of a triangular approach. What I mean is, one side you have the village contribution, maybe in terms of Shramadan, and then
labor.
Our organization's input, and then the government input. All these things can be combined to achieve
these
programs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
These are important subjects like water purification. Of course, it definitely needs to be supported by a state organization, as has been done in by many currently.
Now, what are the main priorities and achievements of your technology group?
I'm very happy to share that we have implemented a large number of water purification plants and essentially providing water to villages. Similarly, we have established nearly 60,000 affordable toilets and then a large number of agro interventions and support to farmers, like you hear about the seed supplies in Tamil Nadu recently.
Yeah, we've done a big story on that.
Yeah,
with Mr. K. Sai Prasad.
Our technogroup member, he's doing a good lot of work in Tamil Nadu. And mm-hmm. we have a number of other people, like Gujarat, West Bengal, they're also doing the similar one. And I must add here that the technology group is basically, unlike the other things, it is a preventive type of approach than curative type.
What do you mean? Could you explain?
What I mean is, take for example, we go and put up a medical camp in a village. It's mostly curative. Because there are already sick people, we'll call them and do. But the preventive aspect that you got to do is a little bit less. And of course, you got to increase that area. For example, technology group, both in terms of putting water purification, it's a preventive aspect.
Because they won't suffer from diseases caused by bad water, contaminated water.
So also the toilets approach. For example, we must have seen recently the World Bank statement in the newspapers. Interestingly, only the World Bank does such programs. India is not doing such programs. They found out 50% of the population in India, they don't have toilets of their own. They've got to go to the open. And that's creating a huge problem in health and hygiene to children especially. You know, they have diarrhea, cholera, so many things. In fact, their intelligent quotient also gets reduced. Their finding says that children about 6 years to 10 years old, their level of remembering numbers and mathematics is very good if they have a toilet facility in the home.
Oh, who would have
compared
thought?
To in the open. I can't believe that. Mm-hmm. That's how they...
That's a direct link.
Yeah, they've it. And if we can do these two things, providing clean and safe drinking water,
and sanitation,
which is 80% of the problem in villages, and then provide a sanitation, you just don't have to do anything at all in villages.
And the need for medical camps will reduce naturally.
Surely, surely. We spend a lot of money, you know, in medical camps. I'm not saying you shouldn't do that.
No, but the need will reduce so naturally.
You will be amazed to know. We have done about 44 defluoridation plants in Andhra Pradesh itself. When you go to the village, they tell us the doctors stopped coming to our village. They lost their practice. I can't believe that. Because no more colds, no more pains in the joints.
Because fluoride is already cleaned up from
the
water.
I know. Interestingly, it is Bhagwan's grace. But then water is purification platform. So that's the story about it.
Do we have any documentation or a database done on these project profiles that is available to our members?
Yes, certainly. We have published two volumes of books titled Technology for Services, each one describing the project details and how to get more information for implementation. There are nearly 200 pages in each volume that clearly gives you step-by-step approach to all kinds of solutions. These books have been supplied to all states. Further, we have also published a handbook on water purification plants, installation and management. This provides a step-by-step procedures for establishing a system facility. We also uploaded all the contents that I talked about in our website for everybody to see.
And how do you go about sharing these technology solutions that you have in your database?
Yes, it's very simple. There are two things. One is anybody can open our website and take a look at it and read whatever they want to. And interestingly, in 2009, we have set up a TechnoGuru Projects exhibition in Prashanthi Nilayam to showcase our work. These exhibits were also taken and shown to every state during my visit to different places this year. This has been a tool that helped me to show what is all about it. The technology group as such does not implement projects directly. The concerned state Sri Sakti Sai Village Integrated Program coordinators, while visiting villages, actually identify the need of a project based on circumstances and possibility and their need. This is all done through the state presidents and the state district presidents concerned. Then they approach the technology group for a solution. The technology group supplies this information and step-by-step approach through the technology group members of that particular state. Any more important details or feedback is provided by the All India Technology Group coordinator. We also have an expert panel, or called the subject matter specialist as we call it, spread all over the country. We have a dozen at this time. They can be contacted and obtain the details on matters related to. These are available in our website and other publications.
That's wonderful that everybody has access to the good information.
Yes, yes.
Based on the hard work that you're doing. Now, as the head of the Techno Group, are you happy with the way things are currently, or do you think something else needs to be done going forward?
Yeah, there are a lot of things to be done. It's a very good question, ma'am. In these 9 years of our existence, a lot of things were done, like establishing this program itself, nominating suitable persons, collection of data and projects, implementation of projects, publication of our projects, updating the subjects and technologies, etc. But we recognized it's very difficult for all members and non-members to come to Prashanthi Nilayam for every meeting and learn about what's happening. Our communications are also not reaching many aspirants, as they don't have access to internet. This is true even for state presidents or district presidents. Therefore, not many people know about these programs all over the country, for many reasons. That's why, and that's how I have learned too.
I see. Now, in light of the fact that such a vast country and everybody is not wired to the internet, what have you done to ensure that more and more people get to know about this program, its strengths and what it offers?
In consultation with our All India President, Srinivasanji, who has been a constant inspiration and motivation, I volunteered and planned to visit every state in India, not only to conduct an awareness mission program, but also visit places in villages where they have implemented our projects to see myself, the progress. I want to meet people at their places so that a large number of organization members can learn and avail the benefit of the knowledge of this tool of service.
That's very impressive, because you're a very hands-on leader of the group. So when you go to these places, what is your impression? What is the feedback that you get about this program and awareness?
It's amazing. I believe and I see that this is the best thing I've done. It's because I could see wonderful things they have implemented. I would say almost all project ideas that I mentioned are implemented. When I say this, it's not the quantity, but the quality of service and implementation zeal. That is excellent indeed. Many members have expressed immense satisfaction and acknowledged that they never knew that there is so much in the technology group and so much is going on silently. For example, yesterday morning I was with the students of the university. I was addressing them.
At Prashanthi Nilayam?
Yes, yes. And after the end of this program, I was amazed to see the children flocking it and telling me they never knew. They never knew that there is a technology group service. They only know about the service program. So that really gives me joy that, you know, we're able to tell people what we're doing.
That's good, but in the process, in the 9 years, have there been any moments of disappointment or frustration?
Yes, it's a very probing question, interesting indeed. Before going to the different places, I too felt a little bit disappointed and frustrated too. As you know, our members do work very silently and not in the habit of reporting for many reasons. So we didn't know as to what's going on. But my visit to places has cleared this cloud, as I could really see some of the projects implemented and some being in the pipeline.
I see. So just this flow of information was a matter of frustration. Now, surely the project must be implemented at different levels in different states. You cannot have uniformity. There are many factors involved. What's the ground reality?
No, certainly not. All of them are not doing the same way. But there are some states who implemented all that is in the technology group. Some implemented based on their need and resource, and of course some of are beginning to respond after my visit program. I see that after my visit, the takeoff is certainly going to be promising. But one thing is for sure, each state has a unique project apart from the routine. I have seen in states very unique projects were taken up, and in the like, we cannot see in any other places. The list is pretty long, mm-hmm. And I can share, if the time permits, we can see this is in our reports of each state which have been uploaded into our website.
I see. Now, you've seen so many projects in various states of development and achievement. In your opinion, which one is more satisfying and more permanent as a solution?
Well, thank you for this question. I believe it's providing health and hygiene that is related to establishing safe and clean drinking water villages. And then we have about 160 of this kind of projects we have done in India alone. This will be our priority, always. The Central Trust, having got impressed with our work, is currently ready to fund this type of projects on a pan-India basis. We have already commenced to work on this.
That's a huge pat on your back.
Yes, yes. We are commencing the first to Orissa next month. The second is establishing a toilet facilities in villages in India.
Mm-hmm.
These are funded by the central and state governments only, of course, when you appropriately approach with a plan of action with the support of village folks. Like I said at the outset, I'll give you an idea of what the World Bank is thinking about it. The third is the agro intervention to the poor farmers in villages. We have done this in a number of states. Here, Bhagwan's advice, we can recall.
Please.
We were telling Bhagwan one day we are having this agro intervention and he wanted to know a little more about it. Then we said, Swami, it's not really taking off. And then he said, the best way to do is like this. He said, you know, in any village, you will find a number of places where there are very, very small pieces of land, 200 yards, 500, not acres.
Small plots.
Yeah, they're abandoned because the poor villagers have no money, no idea, no support, no nothing. So you must take up such lands and make your talk walk and put everything that you know onto that land. Bring the solutions from the knowledge centers. Provide them genuine seeds. Provide at the appropriate cost. And you do that yourself with your people. And show them the growth and the form. And they will see the result and they will get convinced. And when they get convinced, the whole lot of other people will get. That's the way to do. And believe me, we have done exactly in 3-4 places in India and really wonderful result in Haryana, Andhra Pradesh, Odisha, and where about Maharashtra. It's doing very well. But that is to be continued. We need a lot of, you know,
intensification of the program.
Commitment to do this. Yeah.
Now, these solutions, they sound very, very impressive. And it looks like technology has a bright future. This is the way to go ahead. What are your plans as a group going forward? Because I think to stay relevant with the times, the SEWA organization will have to rely more and more on techno solutions.
Yes. You see, we recognize that this is a time that we need to consolidate our member strength. The technology group is about 10 years old now currently, and many of them are retiring and aged. So it's very, very important that we need to consolidate in terms of youth groups that are technically oriented, interested and committed. We want to have at least one member per district in each state, and that's what we actually commenced it. In fact, we had a program in Bangalore a year and a half ago, and we formed a working technology core group led by Dr. Ravi Krishna, who is a young professor in the IISc Bangalore, and also a very senior technology group member from Karnataka since 2004. This is a youth group, and will be the future member who would take this mission forward. A report has been made by them to make the technology group more visible and spread in all places in the country, with firmly established members even in villages. Not only this aspect, it is important and absolutely necessary, the head of the state organization and the decision makers must also follow and support this wing for faster implementation. They must conduct state meets, district meets, to evaluate and implement and promote this program. I think this area, we are a little bit weak and we need to really pull it up. We pray and hope to see the results in 2015, the golden jubilee year of Avatar.
Which is not very far.
Yes.
Now, to achieve what you have suggested, do you have any specific targets or plan of action?
Yes. We do have a plan of action. We have a specific plan for each state to implement several projects, ideas in the years 2013, 14 and 15. These have been sent to all the states for study and implementation. We have a plan to conduct a two-day seminar in the golden year, inviting all the technology group members, SSVB members, to deliberate and showcase our projects. Also invite experts on a pan-India basis to interact and exchange ideas that help us in furthering this program. Actually, we have about 17 heads of important projects. And we felt maybe all of the people cannot do all those things. So we gave some priorities. Like I said, the first three priorities, drinking water, sanitation, agro-intervention, they are very top, important, preventive as such. So we give that priorities as well. Let's see what's going to happen.
Sir, I notice that you are 75 years young and you're very active and dynamic, and you travel extensively across the country as part of your work in this area. Now, surely there must be a lot of personal motivation you must have received from Swami. Was there any specific direction or advice that he gave you regarding this mission and service? Seeing the level of commitment you have to it, I just feel that this question is warranted.
Very good question, ma'am. In fact, the motivation and direction has been for all the 45 years with him, not today only, without which I could never have done anything. Anyway, recently when I was visiting the places, there was always one inquisitive question, and that's what made me to travel long distances and come, spend time and visit the places that are far off, in spite of my age, if it is. This is a very interesting point to share with you. At one time, when I was a little disappointed or frustrated in the course of our discharge of our duties, when I asked Bhagavan, he conveyed it to me that a leader, wherever he is, what he's trying to mean is whether you are in the house or in your office or the organization, if you want to be successful and happy, you got to know this. And he said that you must have a tremendous passion for the mission in which you are involved. mere passion is not enough. You should have knowledge in the subject he's handling. He said, if you really have a passion and no knowledge, you're going to mess it up, he said. You're going to depend on other people. Yes. You should never, he said.
So you should have knowledge and passion.
Yes. He said, it's not enough you have mere passion and knowledge, but you must do the work with love.
Oh, that's the next step.
That's the fundamental, he says. He said, it's not simply enough to have passion, knowledge and love. You must have sacrifice in whatever you do. And he said, finally, when you have all these things, it is me who is doing the work, not you.
Oh. What a profound thing to say.
It is. He further said, why are you worried about all these things? You do your work sincerely and honestly, and I will take care of the rest. Be assured about it, he said. I was always trying my best to follow Bhagavan's order. Wherever a crisis comes up, like in the routine discharge of my work, I recollect these words, believe me, I am very excited, happy now and hereafter. So when I visit these places or I do any work, the first thing I pray and remember this, you do your work honestly. That is all. Rest of it.
Yeah. With passion, having the right knowledge, with the spirit of love, and finally having sacrifice. So the results you lay at his lotus feet, and he said, once you have all this, it is not you but Bhagwan doing the work. That is such a great reassurance. Did you see a transformation in your attitude towards your work?
Definitely. That is what makes me to sit here today with you or share with you all these things. Yeah. I tried my best to imbibe all these things. I don't know how far I am successful. I think the passion part of it, yes, I have that. And surely I try to get some knowledge on this, yes. I am trying to do with love, but I don't know about the sacrifice part of it as yet, whether I have that or not.
Well, that's for Swami to figure out. I'm sure you do. Any other special thoughts you'd like to share with Radio Sai listeners, sir?
Yes, sure. This is very important. His Bhagavan himself said this, but I would like to put it differently here. The most important thing is that we are not here to set up technical projects and spend some good money and time. The technology group is a mere platform and a modern tool like any other to serve the needy and poor humanity. It's a platform only to actually enhance the spiritual base undercurrent, and that is the mission and goal. It can be an undercurrent or could be a spillover also. Therefore, we should not give too much of importance to go on putting projects alone. We should never forget to add the spiritual flavor at every opportunity. That is what we are doing now. Bhagavan said, the technology can become technology if we don't use it appropriately. Be careful. That's what is very important message. That's what about it, yes.
So, sir, when you put up all these different projects, let's say water and sanitation are your main priorities, things can go wrong. Water filtration plants can have breakups or breakdowns, rather. So, are the local villagers trained to take care for the maintenance?
I tell you, this is a wonderful question. I'm sure Bhagavan has asked this. He is the master of giving solution to this. You see, when we have set up this project, water projects priority, many people have expressed the same thing. Many people have attempted this and failed. And when we visit villages, we find many plants closed and shut down. You see, people coming from abroad or some corporate people, you know, they find it's very important. Yes, 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 we must put projects.
One-time injection, just set up something and walk away.
They put money, and a lot of people attract them because they give money. And then they put the projects and go away. 3 months after that, it's closed down. It is because the very important element is the management principle model is not there. That's what he gave us.
Bhagwan.
I remember when we went with this idea, we thought nowhere it will work if you give it free of cost. That's for sure. Nobody would take ownership or, run it up. So we thought we should have a cost to add it to that. we said we will install a plant and then sell the water at 1 rupee per 12 liters of water. A jerry can of 12 liters, 1 rupee. And we have first established a water management committee in a village.
Okay, consisting of local people?
Yeah, two men, two women, and one acceptable elder. That's called a water management. But we should never have the name of Satya Sai Water Committee or anything like that. No Bhagavan's name, no organized name. It should be in the name of the village itself.
Just local empowerment,
yes,
from grassroots level.
And they will open a bank account and they will issue a card for 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
The card costs about 1 rupee a day,
so
or 30 rupees a month. And 12 liters of water is carried away every day. And now, question is, what do you want 1 rupee? Asked. The point is, we explained. Swami, we have to pay the electricity charges. We have to pay the salary for the operator. We have to also take care of the spare parts or any maintenance. So, for that, how much it costs? It costs actually 50 paise. Really? And what about the rest of 50, 60 paise? Or 40 paise. We said that is kept as a village welfare fund. Meaning, the actual cost of running is only 60 paise. The other 40 paise is kept as a fund for any eventuality that a village might need, such as maybe for a poor feeding, poor people's feeding, or it could be a medical service for somebody, or some village house is burnt out, or even building a community hall. Believe me, madam, today in our 44 plants in Andhra Pradesh, at least 30 of them have a corpus fund of 1 lakh to 5 lakhs of rupees in cash for the purpose of welfare. After
of the
meeting
local
all
villagers.
Yes, after meeting all the expenses run.
That's very impressive.
Yeah, not a single plant stopped so far. That is the beauty of the formula that we worked out with his advice. That is the
divine advice, always flawless.
It is flawless.
Based on the divine vision.
Yeah.
Beautiful. This is so good to know, and it's so reassuring, because we do hear of World Bank projects and read headlines, IMF projects, NGOs, but at the end of the day, very little trickles down to improve the quality of life of real people living in villages far away from cities, far away from internet, television, knowledge of technology, development in technology, just to liaise and build that bridge. I just marvel at Swami's divine intelligence. What is it that he did not think of?
He's God. There's no other answer, I can tell you. He knows everything.
I concur completely. Oh my God, this is so complete sweep of every detail. Do you feel good being an instrument?
Amazing. Being the best part of my life.
Really?
To be with you.
You've been places. You've been a CEO and president of big companies. And this is the best part?
Definitely. I tell you, when I was first to going out of this country for work, I went to him and he called me and blessed me. And he said, in Telugu, and then I'll tell you things.
Right.
He materialized Vibhuti and he told me, Kashtapadi panchi, samstaku manchi peru tisukura. Means, work hard and bring a good name to the organization. I never knew what he said at that time. We were too young. I realized after many years what it means. Believe me, all the projects that I've set up are closed. They're not working anymore. But Satya Sai organization, which we established abroad, are working continuously and growing. That's the message.
And that's the power of his name, because
yes,
those projects bear Bhagwan's divine name.
Yes.
It's been an honor to have you on the show, sir.
So, thank you very much, ma'am, and Reddy Sai for giving me this opportunity to share a wonderful program. I was eager to be with you and talk about it and share all over the globe. And this time, nothing but the prayers to Bhagawan to give his guidance and blessings. Jai Sai Ram, Samasta Loka, Sukhino Bhavantu.
Thank you very much. May all the beings in all the worlds indeed be very happy. Thank you, sir. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, Sai Ram.
Before I let you go, sir, I'd like to also place a request with you. to come back to Radio Sai another time and join us on a conversation for our series called Tris with Divinity. Our listeners would very much like to hear of your long and deep association with Bhagwan from 1964 all the way we are in 2013 right now. That's a different program for a different day, but now that I have you on air, I'd like to place my request and get a commitment from you that you will come back and share.
Sure, I will do, but one thing I just want to share with you.
Yes,
it's
sir.
Very interesting.
Please.
You see, my observation, it should not be his, is that, you know, Bhagwan has prepared three types of people.
Mm-hmm.
The one is, you know, the intelligentsia, intellectual, high level, high profile people who are devotees, and they come and go to them and receive constant advice, both on the official and personal level. And of course they do a lot of things behind the screen. We don't know. We can't comment on that. We appreciate and love them. The second category is the student category, which you find here is preparing for the future with all the fundamentals that he wanted us to thrust in. We see them growing now all over the world, everywhere. The third category, that's a very interesting category, and like me, for example, who are purely manufactured, prepared for the organization development and routine working. And that is the category we are. Here, this category receives a little bit of hard caning also. When you err or you don't do things properly, it's not always wonderful, good, manchi, disala, santosham, that's always there. But at the same time, you'll have this
tough love.
No, yes, it is. We go through that, we've gone through that. It's not supposed to be talked aloud about it.
No, why not? Because I guess that was the preparation, the training,
the
boot camp.
Yeah, that's how we are prepared. That's why we constantly receive directions, you know, as to what is to be done, what not to be done, where you got to be away from people, where you got to be near people.
How do you receive your directions?
Well, straight away. He calls and tells us, or he can send somebody through you, telling you, he's going wrong, tell him.
How does it work today after Mahasamadhi?
It continues in a different fashion, in a more direct fashion. You know, he has already prepared us to read, what is good and what is wrong. We cannot go wrong. You just close your eyes and think about, it will be there, the message. And we are trained to go sufficient. Of course we do a lot of errors, nevertheless, but the direction is always there. And very, very difficult things, he would say, that you cannot say that Bhagavan told me like this, so I am doing, you cannot do that. You got to do as if it is your own. Face that, a very, very delicate situation, but we enjoyed all that, and we come out of that. That's a great time.
Yeah. Thank you very much, sir.
Yes.
Sai Ram.
Yeah. Sai Ram, dear listeners, greetings and once again a warm welcome to today's Service Love in Action segment, and I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai. Well, in the last couple of weeks, if you're following this segment, Service Love in Action, you'll be aware that we have had a virtual exploration of the telemedicine that's being implemented in Bhagwan Super Speciality Hospital. And today, in today's segment, we spoke about the techno group that is one of the part of the Sri Sathya Seva organization. And for this, I brought to you a conversation with Mr. Srinivas Lohugahalli that was recorded just a week back, and he is heading the techno group of the Sri Sathya Sai Seva organization. And in conversation with him was Radio Sai's Karuna Munshi. Well, this techno group was started directly by Bhagwan's guidance. Swami had told the organization that the knowledge is in the cities, but the need is in the villages. So techno group should be a bridge between the cities and the villages, that is the knowledge and the need. So the technology group, that's the techno group, is in the service of providing simple and permanent techno solutions for enhancing the quality of life of the poor villages. This is with the priority of providing clean and safe drinking water, health and hygiene, toilets, agro-interventions for poor small farmers, and many more. In fact, Technogroup is also to provide solutions that are cost-effective, operable, proven, manageable and sustainable with least support from outside, thus managed by the village folk themselves. In fact, dear listeners, in the conversation with Mr. Srinivasulu, you would have heard many facts which are quite surprising and astonishing. And one of them is that about 50% of the population of India don't have toilets of their own and they go to the open. And it creates many health problems in children, especially like diarrhea and cholera. In fact, it seems the intelligence quotient, the IQ, also gets reduced. Their findings says that for children of 6 to 10 years of age, their level of remembering numbers and mathematics is very good if they have a proper toilet facility in their home compared to open. So two things are very important, that is providing clean and safe drinking water and providing a good sanitation. This will solve 80% of problem in India. The Techno Group also have got a website of their own, that is www.srisathysaitech.in, that is srisathysaitech.in, and they publish all the newsletters and proceedings, information and technical paper for the benefit of all. All can see and learn as to what is happening in this program. So dear listeners, with that, the time right now in our studio being 12:25, I come to the end of my segment. I place this segment at Bhagwan's lotus feet and once again wishing you all a glorious, prosperous and happy new year 2014. I sign off for today, and in a couple of minutes from now at exactly 12:30, Brothers Prem and Arvind will join you for today's afternoon satsang, the next segment of today's Thursday Life. Till then, please, I'll be playing for you a Sai Bhajan. So Jai Sai Ram.
ಿವಾಡವು ಕೃಷ್ಣ ನೀವೋ ನೀವಾರಲ ಮೇ ಮಂದರಮೋ
ದರಿವಾಡವು ಕೃಷ್ಣ ನೀವೋ ನೀವಾರಲ ಮೇ ಮಂದರಮೋ
ನೀ ದಿವ್ಯಾತ್ಮ ಸ್ವರೂಪುಲ ಮೇಮೋ ಮಾ ಪ್ರೇಮಾತ್ಮ ಸ್ವರೂಪವು ನೀವೋ
ನೀ ದಿವ್ಯಾತ್ಮ ಸ್ವರೂಪುಲ ಮೇಮೋ ಸ್ವರೂಪಿ
ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ನೀನಾವದ ನೀತನ ಎಂದೆಂದು ಚೂಸಿದ ಅಂದ నందనీవని కలచేము విష్ణు స్మరణం మనసార కీర్తిము పాద సేవనం దుస్తర భవ సాగర తరుణం సదా సాముదా సుందనేలు సోహం కృష్ణారాసోహం చేపట్టి వీడని నా తోడు నీవని కలిపేము నీ తోడ స్నేహము
from 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.